Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show.
Okay, let's go.
All right, we're recording.
Hi, everybody.
That's what bread means.
All right.
Hello. Ryan.
Hey. Hello.
I brought this gigantic...
Ginormous.
Delicious, anonymously placed Reese's peanut butter cups. It's like a double quarter pounder on steroids of just peanut butter and chocolate.
And it would still be...
each cup is half a pound?
And it would be...
Right?
Yep.
8 ounces.
Yeah, 2 half-pound cups.
It's called 2 half-pound cups.
Of Reese's peanut butter cups.
It's like... It reminds me a little bit of an old school Kindle.
Yeah.
Like it's about that size.
Yeah. You know, it would still be anonymous too if it wasn't for these meddling children.
What?
Because all I
didn't say anything. I didn't do anything either.
You did.
I simply asked the question. You outed yourself, sir.
No. Because he texted me separately. And he already knew. Or was it over the phone?
No. I texted you after the so I come into my office.
I didn't tell him. I just told him to guess who was last in Hershey.
Okay, so we've got 2 half-pound.
If it wasn't for these meddling kids and process of elimination.
Yeah.
It very much was like me being Scooby-Doo, only on like halfway through my first half cup of coffee in the morning. And I'm like, wow, where'd this come from? And I'm like, wow, who would give me a gigantic peanut butter cup? And Dana walks up and she's like, who do you think would give you a gigantic peanut butter cup? I'm like, I don't know. She goes, who was last in Pennsylvania? I'm like, my daughter, Addie. I have no idea. She's like, think a little harder. I'm like, oh yeah, Ryan was just there, wasn't he? Oh, it was Ryan.
So you did out me on this.
I didn't. I provided clues. Mm-hmm.
I was Scooby-Doo and she was Velma, basically just dropping hints.
Yep.
To the Scooby snack. So, that's when I texted you.
Okay. Thanks for the diabetes.
Thank you for the diabetes. Because that's what it is. It's
well, that's what Mark said when he came in on Monday. He was like, who's trying to give the password in? And I was like,
if you're wondering about a little bit of context on this, a couple episodes back, we had the definitive, Ryan.
Well,
definitive.
Up until now.
Because somehow your choice is going to go from the smallest of smalls to the giant.
Ryan's just like, I want a little taste or go big or go home. There's no in between. But yeah, we had a whole contest. We all sat mm-hmm. down and tried out our favorite Reese's treats. And I don't know if we changed each other's minds at all, but... I was pretty locked in. I still am. I told the lady at the gas station yesterday when I picked up my daily jumbo Reese's cup.
Daily.
I was like, I love these so much. And I don't know what I'm going to do when they stop having them because it says for a limited time.
Oh, boy.
But then you brought this just beautiful, nightmarishly delicious. My mouth is watering as I'm looking at it.
2 half-pound.
2 half-pound
I love how, like,
cups.
In the design of the... packaging is the to and from of like, you don't need to wrap this.
This is
why would you wrap this?
No,
you need to show, they need to see this immediately.
Exactly.
What I'm curious about is, so usually, you know how on packaging, they've got the picture and it's like enlarged to show details.
Yes.
Does that just say, no, this is legit?
Yeah.
Accurate size. Yes.
That's how big they are.
Not kidding.
Actually, it says enlarged for detail.
Oh man.
Yep.
Honestly though, that might be.
So give us the story. How did you get this thing back? I mean, you had to rent like a 15
did you need to buy a whole new
wheeler
suitcase?
Or something.
No, see, we went, this is...
You made your kids leave some clothes at the hotel so you would have room for it?
Oh, no. We planned ahead. This was like our 6th trip to...
Strapped her to the roof of the family wagon, drove fast when it started to rain.
What you didn't see was the car like tilted back just from the weight.
We flew. We flew. This is like our 6th trip to central Pennsylvania around Harrisburg. We have some friends who live there, and Hershey is, 45 minutes away, half hour, 45 minutes away.
Leisurely drive away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Leisurely drive across the Susquehanna River.
That's what
it's called.
Did you fly in and drive past the Schuylkill?
We flew into Baltimore.
Spelled Scully Kill River? The Schuylkill?
No. Mm. Nope. Maybe we did.
That's in Philadelphia.
We fly into Baltimore.
And drive up.
Rent a car and drive up because it's like an hour and a half and you go through Amish country and York, Or as M'lady says, York Paw.
Yeah.
That's what I call my GPS, M'lady. So she'll say.
I had a better opinion of Tabitha until you just said that. So.
Yep, that's what Tab knows that I call my GPS voice, M'lady.
So Siri, I called you when I was in my car, and I said, Siri, call Ryan Janke.
Uh-huh.
Calling Ryan Yonka.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it fancied up your last name.
Well,
so being on the radio, if you just suddenly wanted to come in one day and be like, this is Ryan Yonka reporting live for KVLY.
KFGO.
Oh, wrong one.
Yeah.
Okay.
KFGO.
It's literally on his shirt.
I know. Yeah,
I'm wearing it right now. So sometimes on KFGO, I'll say Ryan Janke.
Janke.
I'll say that, but not in a serious way.
Sure.
Obviously. Sure. But when I call Sarah,
say
it's
in a serious way.
When I call Sarah, it's Sarah DeAnge.
DeAnge.
In the car. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll say, call Tab on cell, and it'll start calling one of the Ballingers. Pick one. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. Calling Ezra Ballinger. No. Then you're driving, so you're like, stop.
Yeah.
So anyway, we went there, and we went to Hershey. This was the first time we didn't take the tour, because you can take the little tour in the car and see how it's made and smell all the chocolate and all that.
That's my favorite part.
Yep.
Then they give you little chocolates.
Yeah, a little Hershey bar when you're done. Yep. We didn't do that this time. Which, did you know that the little Hershey bars, if they melt to complete liquid and you put them in milk, they don't make chocolate milk. They just turn into they solidify as soon as they hit the milk. So it's just like a chunk of Hershey's chocolate in there.
How good is that?
Hmm. Well, it just tastes like a Hershey's.
I'm surprised they haven't started marketing that. Like melt down your little Hershey's.
Hershey's boba.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, there's a market for that.
There you go.
For sure.
Yeah.
Trademarked.
So we bought a bunch of stuff, including this package of 2 half-pound Reese's peanut butter cups.
What else was in the Hershey's haul? Do you know off the top of your head, what else did you get besides this?
Oh, lots of just regular size candy bars of all varieties that you can't get here. We got a whatchamacallit, which you can get here. Mm-hmm. But there was something else called...
It's like its sister brand. Like a What's It?
Who's a What's It? Yep, that's what it is. Yep.
I've only seen those.
Did you guess?
Yeah.
I've only seen those in Sheetz gas stations. Mm. Who's a What's It?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that they were also Hershey's.
Yeah, they are.
Are whatchamacallits Hershey's too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So they have everything. They're like the WWE of candy.
I don't think they have Nestle bars.
Yeah, I'm missing out on Crunch.
Crackle. Well,
M&M is Mars.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which, interestingly, Mars Corporation just bought Pop-Tarts.
Oh. Really? Oh. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Pop-Tarts. I should buy a box of Pop-Tarts.
In order to compete with Hershey's, that's specifically what they said, because Hershey's is now in the sweet and salty snack business.
I like that. So
how does Pop-Tarts
well, that's
help?
I'm like, are we going to start getting savory Pop-Tarts?
I think whoever owns
salted
Pop-Tarts.
Caramel Pop-Tarts.
I was just thinking like cheese Pop-Tarts, like cheese whiz.
How could you toast those?
So
it turns into like nacho cheese in the middle.
Pop-Tarts is owned by Kellogg's, which just last year like split itself in half and made a different company called like Kellogg's, which is like their snacky foods rather than their cereal stuff.
Oh, sure.
And it's Pop-Tarts and it's like Pringles, and a couple other things. Mm-hmm. Anyway, M&M's bought those because they thought that would help them compete with the behemoth, which is Hershey's, and all the goodies that they have.
Okay.
Interesting.
So we there's a lot of candy and some clothing. And we got some shakes there, too. $9 for a shake. It wasn't worth $9, but we bought them. Now we know for next time.
Now you know.
We'll save the I think we only got 2 of them, so we'll save the 18 bucks.
What flavors of shakes do they have at Hershey's? Like, is there one for every kind of candy they have?
No. There's like, what did we get? There's like regular shakes just made with Hershey's chocolate when there's chocolate in them, you know?
Now, I've been to Hershey's, but I don't recall this because I didn't look that closely because I think I was just kind of overwhelmed by the amount of candies there mm-hmm. were. And I remember seeing the big Reese's. And in my mind, it's way bigger than this. Mm. Like,
well, they do have the 5-pound Hershey bars and Kit Kats bars yeah. and like the 3-foot-long Twizzlers and whatnot.
Right. But what I'm wondering is what they need if they don't. And if you don't have this Hershey's, give me a kickback and I'll try to make it happen.
10%
they,
finder
they need
speed.
A Dairy Queen stand that just has the different kinds of Reese's pieces and peanut butter cup blizzards that you can get. And that's all they serve. Nothing else.
Hmm. That would be good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like that.
Came up with that on my own.
I like it. Yeah, it's a little world there.
Yeah.
Hershey.
Is it anything like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Like any fear of a child falling into a chocolate river? Or
no, I don't think so.
Sucked into a tube.
As long as as long as they stay in their little car on the good? Tour.
There's not one Oompa Loompa that I saw.
Nope.
In the whole thing.
So back to your other question. So we flew Southwest, so you each get a carry-on, and you each get a checked bag. Well, we didn't need that much luggage, so we each brought our checked bag. Or our carry-on bag, and then we checked an extra one just for mm-hmm. bringing back food, which we brought back a lot.
Did that make it through checkpoints okay, or they're like, we got to open this up and look through this thing?
No, the only problem we had was the big bag had, it was like 53 pounds, so I had to move a jar of, I don't know, like pie filling to a...
I'm like...
To a different bag.
Open it up, kids. Everybody get a bar.
This is also where, like, I know I'd be the terrible TSA agent, be like, as it goes through the X-ray machine, be like, oh, that one's full of Reese's. I better check that one out.
Exactly.
You see empty wrappers.
Kind of what I was implying there is like. Yeah.
No, I think we came back with everything.
I wonder how much
they
like,
got to see a lot
those airports
through.
Around there. Just like, I know where you guys went on vacation. Mm-hmm.
That's another good Hershey's idea is like a bag that is solely.
Just like an insulated bag. Yeah. Of those
like it weighs
chilled.
Like almost nothing so you can truly fill it with all candies and whatnots. Yep.
So, we brought back Hershey's. Everything came back. Nothing broke. We had jars of, Tab-Bot pie filling, and we had chocolate, and we had alcohol, and...
Sounds like we need to go to the Janky's house.
I know.
And, well, no, the alcohol is gone.
Well, I'm talking about pie.
I kid.
I'm not talking about you, that you lush. What are we talking?
Ryan,
blueberry, cherry.
Joking.
We brought a lot of stuff.
It's been that long since you were there.
I can't believe that nothing got crushed. Nothing.
That is pretty amazing.
Nothing broke. We wrapped everything. We stayed at an Airbnb, so we were able to wash all our laundry and just wrapped everything in clothes.
Sure.
Ah,
so,
smart.
Mm-hmm. So that worked out well.
That was going to be my next question before you shared that you drank all the booze. is this the last piece of candy from your trip? Or is there more? Do you have it all stashed away at your house?
We still have some.
Okay.
You guys like squirrels where you're like, okay, now we keep this back here. We take it out.
No.
For winter.
No, it's sitting there. But, you know, when you go there, it's Hershey's everywhere, so you kind of get your fill for a while.
Oh, sure.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll have this candy bar.
I'm going to have a celery stick.
And then it's been there for 2 months, and you eat it, and the next day, hey, who took my...
Yeah, right.
Who's a what's it?
Who's going to eat that?
Yep.
Who's a what's it? Well, you know what? I think what we need to do
mm-hmm.
is add this. This is a new item to add to our Reese's, whatever you call it, whatever we did. The
gauntlet?
Yeah. And decide, where does this stand on our standings of best to worst? If you can remember
if it's the ratio.
Ryan, look at it.
Well, what I'm saying is that if it's just... like a regular one, except on a larger scale.
I want someone from Hershey's to reach out and be like, the ratio of peanut butter to chocolate is the same on every single one.
I don't think
no matter
so.
What.
It's qualitative.
I got a feeling that one of these things is like one of those big bag of miniatures. Like all of the chocolate and peanut butter in here is this equivalent to one bag of the miniatures.
I should have got two of these just so that I could. I've been curious. Like,
So your luggage would be even 55?
I think it's even in, I can't tell if it's in like a regular, one of the black wrapper, dark brown wrappers.
Oh. See, that's what I was wondering. Well, should they have like
parchment
specialty?
Paper roll.
Now is the time for the unveiling. So
technically, they're yours.
I know you gave them to me, but
I gifted them.
I'm too nervous. I need you to open it. So
here.
And let us know what's what.
Would you like the plate and knife?
So this is a kind of a funny story, too. I asked Dana, because I was filming something else, because we're getting ready for rally day. I said, can you go see if there's like a pizza cutter or a plate? And she comes over afterwards, and she's got a pizza cutter in one hand and this, like, butcher knife in the other hand. And just the look on her face was like, this is a little terrifying.
Wow.
Holy moly. It's in, like, a pie tin almost.
It is.
It's plastic.
Well, I suppose.
Here, you can save.
Ooh.
I'm going to hang that up next year.
Put it in a picture frame in the office.
I'm going to put it up next to the mustaches up there. Make a plane out of this.
Oh, my. That looks like.
It smells like a Reese's.
It looks like a pie.
It does. Like, all of a sudden, there's just like a lot of.
Wow.
Oh, yay.
All right. Okay. Who wants to cut? Let's cut some equal pieces here.
Half?
Holy moly. We're each going to have half?
A quarter.
I wonder if this, can I have one of those plates? I'll see if you can't cut it in. You can't cut it inside this thing.
Flip it over.
Yeah.
And drop it out like you would like a.
It's like a bundt cake.
Yeah, perfect. Look at that.
Perfect. Oh, this is amazing.
All right, now will it cut?
Well, okay, so the reason why I brought the nut, because you asked for a pizza cutter, and I was like.
There's no way.
The pizza cutter was so tiny that I was like, I don't think.
Look at that.
Are we cutting them in quarters?
You want a quarter?
Really go quarters.
Sarah doesn't want a full half.
You can cut them
Although
as many pieces
cut it into
as you
eighths,
want. I'm
in
still
which
eating
case,
a half. So
if you cut into eighths, then that is the accurate serving size.
If I cut it one more time, it's gonna turn into mush. I'm afraid.
Then you get two servings, Sarah.
There we are. Look at that.
All right. Do we need forks too?
I don't think so.
Pass these around. We'll pretend to be civilized and pass these around.
I think the ratio is going to be perfect.
It just looks like a giant version of the giant cup.
Are you
a Mongo version?
Or just toss a joke.
Ryan is now stabbing the pieces and handing them out.
Yeah,
it's not going well.
You literally were the one that was like, if I cut this one more time, it's going to turn into mush.
Stab.
I ruined it.
All right, here we go.
Oh,
here's
boy.
The big unveiling. Hold on. Let's see.
Oh, my.
I can't wait. There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's,
Mm-mm.
I've heard.
Mm-mm.
That's my new favorite.
I think this has a better ratio than the Mega Cup.
I almost feel different. I'm like, it's too much peanut butter.
You think so?
I haven't fully committed to that.
You haven't gotten to the outside edge yet. Mm-hmm.
I think I just ate the equivalent of a jumbo Reese's peanut butter cup.
Because what's the serving size again? Serving size is an eighth, right?
Oh, there's a serving size? I just saw two half pounds. 1/8 piece. So yeah, this is a serving size. About 16 servings per container. Holy moly.
16 servings?
Mm-hmm. But also 3 grams of protein.
Well, you're loading up on your carbs.
Yeah.
Your sodium intake, that's often really low. My 3 grams of protein is pretty good. There's 2% calcium, 4% iron, and 2% potassium.
See?
So it's healthy.
It's everything you need.
So if
basically
you need,
a daily vitamin.
That's right. You need to eat 50 of these to get your daily potassium serving. Oh. So let's keep them coming.
Could you imagine?
Just eat 50 pounds of this thing. Oh, that'd be miserable.
When's the next LCMC convention in Pennsylvania?
I'm gonna have to look to see if you can order Hershey's.
I know what I'm gonna write on the card this year to say Hershey is where we need to go.
That was good. It was perfect. I'm talking. Yeah, that's my new favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So we were talking about road tripping out there next time so that we could bring back more things. I think we're going to have to.
So I don't want to just invite myself along, but I did just buy a pickup.
Oh, what kind of pickup?
Do you know how much stuff we could get in the back of that pickup?
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, your pickup has a cooler function in the underneath.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's got a built-in cooler.
Mm-hmm. What kind of pickup is it?
It's a Honda Ridgeline.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As the guy who sold it to me told me, so you know it's true, because he was selling it to me.
Yeah.
He says, this is not a truck. This is a gentleman's pickup.
A gentleman's pickup.
Because he asked me, you know, what do you want a truck for? Because I tried a bunch of trucks. Like, I was like, I really want a truck. I live in Fargo, North Dakota. I deserve a truck.
Yeah.
So I tried a Toyota Tundra. I tried a Toyota Tacoma. Mm-hmm. Great vehicles. Mm-hmm. Tried a Ford Ranger. Tried, Nissan's Frontier.
Oh, Nissan
Frontier. Mm-hmm. None of them the big ones. Like, the Tundra was probably the biggest that I went. Tried an F-150.
Okay.
They're all great, but I'm like, I don't hunt, I don't fish, I'm not moving concrete or major building things. What do I actually need this for? And I thought about it, and I took a hard look at myself, and I realized I need to be able to get to the greenhouse and get plants in the spring.
Yep.
And every so often, maybe an antique.
Uh-huh.
And my snowblower to RDO once a year.
Sure.
And so I really just need a pickup. I don't need a truck. As my uncle, the farmer, would say, that's not a truck. That's a pickup.
Okay.
But this pickup's really cool because it has a cooler that's in the bed that pops open, and you can put all kinds of things in there.
It's the ultimate tailgating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, made me think of the movie Tommy Boy. You can put soda and... You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. If you ever want a road trip with DJ, you guys could go out to Hershey and then just load the cooler with
Well, and it sounds really like, DJ, you're already prepared of, like, you, if you have to haul antiques, lots of good antiques
A lot of Amish stores, for sure. Yeah, all
set. So DJ's next family vacation will be a road trip.
For antiques and chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah, you're talking about, I don't know, 1,350, 1,400 miles. It's not bad. I've driven it before.
Oh, I've done the drive before, too.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours is that?
Well,
the biggest trick, in my opinion, is getting around Chicago. Mm. That's always the biggest issue.
Yeah, go right through downtown. That's the best way to do it.
You think so?
Uh-huh, I know so.
3 hours in, 3 hours out. That's been my, or 3 hours through has been my experience every single time except for one.
Okay. Yeah, the fastest I ever went through was in the middle of the night, like, I don't know.
Yeah, everybody's sleeping.
3 a.m. But
not in Chicago, they're not. Mm-mm.
But
that's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. But how long? Well, okay, so the first time, or the only time we've driven out there, first we went to Niagara Falls, so you can't count that way. But on the way back, we drove to Pittsburgh, which was like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And then we drove all in one shot to Bloomington. That was 15 hours.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
And then
a
it was
drive.
Like 3.5 hours.
That's here. The way that I would prefer to go.
Yeah.
If you're Bloomington, then up.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I
just Googled it on my phone. Sure. I'll tell you in a second here once.
Well, it's going to tell you like 20 hours.
18 hours and 56 minutes.
Oh, which way are you going? Are you taking all the toll roads?
Yeah, it's got the dollar sign by it.
Yeah. Well, bring an extra $75 along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying.
You get on that Pennsylvania Turnpike and look out.
Well, do you have an easy pass?
No, but what was the deal now? I think you don't need them now. Like,
they just track you now.
I think so. I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it was, like, expensive.
Mm-hmm. But they have the best gas stations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they do.
Ever.
Yep.
If you ever drive on a tollway, in the East Coast. I don't know. It's not so much in Illinois, but I think they call them service centers or something like that. It's a it's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Something nice, yep. You know? And you go in there and you're just like, wow, this is amazing.
They are really nice.
This was worth the $75 that I had to pay to get across the state of Pennsylvania.
I forget if it was Ohio. Must have been Ohio. I was like, what am I paying this for? Because it's certainly not the road conditions.
No, it's the fancy
it's the service
centers.
Yeah.
And it's not even like you get stuff from the service centers. It's just to get you access to the service
right.
centers.
Yep. Yeah.
That's all you're paying for.
Buying stuff at the service centers mm-hmm. will be like another 25 plus
yeah,
on
that,
top.
So the service, the toll fee is to like keep maintenance of the service center. Then mm-hmm. you buying stuff is how they pay the staff.
It's kind of like exactly. going to the movie theaters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does not include snacks.
So. No.
I'm trying to remember. Travel center? Does that sound right? It's
I
it's like
remember.
A fancy. I'm like, this is no rest area. This
I don't
is like.
I don't remember,
fancy.
but I do know that having the ability to bring all that stuff back would be totally worth the drive. All
right,
it's good times.
Don't need to go in on the gas. Just got to pay me in peanut butter cups when we get there. I'm gonna open up the cooler, say fill her up.
To the top.
Those are DJs only. So you can fill the bed with
he
anything
just pulls
you
up
want,
to the like stockyard part.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Opens the hood. Let's go.
Fill her up.
Yeah.
Backs into the, like,
with all the semis.
And every time I've been there in Hershey World, it is packed solid. Like getting around inside the place is like if you're claustrophobic or anti people.
What if next time, if you guys fly for whatever reason, DJ just gives you a separate suitcase you can check?
Oh, yeah,
you just
sure.
have to fill.
Fill it up.
I might be okay with that, but I think I'd be nervous about it the entire time. Like, when is Ryan getting back with my suitcase?
Where's my suitcase?
If I'm in the car and I'm with you, well, at least I know they're in the trunk.
And also, isn't it also the mix, too, of like, if you were to say that sentence any other time, like, when's Ryan getting back with my suitcase? That's a little sketchy.
It really is.
But in this situation, it's totally normal.
See,
and fine.
And I never in a million years would have
like
even thought of this scenario, because if Ryan would have left and told me, hey, you want me to pick you up one of those big peanut butter cups? I would be anxious the entire time.
You would have walked in
time.
On DJ just sitting in his office being like,
I'd be
Ryan's
like,
not back yet.
Where is Ryan? Didn't he tell me he'd be home like yesterday? Where is he?
Their flight gets delayed. And DJ's like, where
DJ's
are you?
Sitting on the front porch just waiting for him to pull back into the driveway.
Land 2 hours ago.
But I wasn't expecting this. So it's just this amazing surprise on like a Tuesday morning, the first day of my week.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, this is amazing. So
that's good. No, I could see you asking to... for us to exchange life 360.
Yeah.
I need to. No.
He's still out there.
No,
dang it.
He just like, here's an air tag. Yeah. Tape it to one of the Reese's peanut butter cups.
You think I'm going to hand it to him? I'm just going to slip it in.
Yep.
Just like sew it into the secret.
That's right.
Man,
thank you so much. This is very good.
Yes.
And we got cut it up. Eat the next one.
Oh, man.
I'm kind of loaded up on the first one. And I will say, I didn't think that the chunk that I had would be as satisfying as it is.
Yeah.
Because you look at it and it's so much, it's like, well, that can't be much. I'm good. Like, I'm looking at the other one like, I don't need that. But at the same time, I totally won't eat that. So.
Well, we can save it. We put it in the fridge.
For how long?
I don't know. If it's here Sunday morning, we can share it.
Is it a communion Sunday? Could you like slip it in every couple?
It's
like,
oh,
dang.
Oh, that would be good. You know, I'd have the most popular line for communion.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, you would.
But also maybe tell nobody. Like, it's only for the insiders, people who listen to the podcast. Be like, if I go to DJ's line, I get a
Reese's
cup.
That's right.
Just like have a password that they have to slip you first, and then you can be like, not the bread.
I say the body of Christ. If they say this is most certainly true, then I'm.
Everybody else is going, he must be turning around for the gluten free.
This would be the gluten full.
Yeah,
this one.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's plenty of gluten in that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Gluten apparently is delicious. From
yeah.
what I've heard.
I think so. So, yeah, that was fun.
All right.
Good trip, Ryan.
I'm getting the peanut butter sweat.
Yep, that's how it goes.
I'm glad we did this afterwards because earlier today, like I said, we're getting ready for the fall and our sermon series is going to be on the Olympic themed. Mm-hmm. and it's called the Atonement Games.
Okay.
So we're shooting promo videos, and they made me run.
Oh.
Did you run today, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Dana had to
you
run.
You ran?
You know, at the beginning.
You know, you had to do your leg with the torch, right?
Oh, sure.
And I'm really glad that I did that before coming in here.
You didn't get snooped,
because if we did this
did
now, I'd be like, I can't do it.
I can't run.
I can't run. Too heavy. Too full.
That's good.
I'm too happy.
That's great.
So what's it? Give me a preview. Can you give a preview or no?
A preview?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch the Olympics?
Yeah.
There's your preview. Just like that.
So who's Australia in this Olympics?
All right. Oh.
Is that Satan or is that too mean?
We're winning.
So on my wrist, this is one thing that I think is kind of cool. If you watch the Olympics early on, one of the first events was the gymnastics with the men, right?
Mm-hmm.
And usually I wear what's called a witness bracelet on my wrist. And it's five little symbols that basically sum up the second article of the Apostles' Creed. It's he came, he died, he rose, he ascended, he'll come again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm watching the Olympics, and lo and behold, I can't remember the name of all the guys. The only one I can remember is Steve. And it wasn't Steve.
Everybody remembers Steve.
But it was like the team captain.
Wasn't it Brody?
Oh, yeah.
Brody. So he meets his dad, and his dad comes and gives him a hug. And on his hat, he has the witness, the Christian faith, of those five symbols that I wear on my wrist. So I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Well, just like the Olympics, when you went to those Olympic events, you had to have a bracelet on.
Okay.
Well, we have bracelets.
They're WooTubes.
Mm. WooTubes.
What does that mean?
It says...
It's what you watch like videos on the WooTubes.
Oh, okay.
Tubes. On one side it says the church's vision, which is
love God, love people.
Love God, love people. But you can flip it over.
They're reversible.
And you can get powered up.
Oh, nice.
So we're gonna get powered up this fall.
Okay.
You know, if you think about like, why is Atonement here? What we say is we're here to love God and love people.
Mm-hmm.
The next question really is, well, how do you do that? And we would say, well, we're Acts 1:8. We're called to be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
In our case, Fargo Moorhead, North Dakota, the United States, the world. Well, what does that look like? Well, in Acts 1:8, it says you'll be receive the Holy Spirit in power. And so we use this acronym Power Up to talk about seven faith practices that are traditionally known as the marks of discipleship. And it's seven ways that you live out your Christian faith. And when you do them, just like in the Olympics, you exercise certain muscles and skills to become the best Olympian you can. As Christians, we don't earn our way into heaven, but when we live into our faith and we share the witness that we have in Jesus, we're exercising those faith muscles. And that's what Power Up is about. And so we're going to be talking about why are we here? The why, how, what of Atonement is kind of the launch. And then we're going to talk about the seven marks of discipleship or Power Up.
Okay.
And we're going to do it in the Olympics theme. So we're going to have all kinds of like...
We're going to have Olympic events.
Events.
Okay.
Each of the marks. Breaking?
Breakdancing. Yeah, breaking.
Just have to come and see.
What about Snoop Dogg?
Have to come and see. Snoop Dogg.
See, I want somebody to be our version of Snoop. You want to be Snoop?
I'm more like Warren G.
Yeah.
Go on, Pastor.
Does that make me Nate Dogg if you're Warren G? Anyway, I don't know.
So there's going to be Olympic type events.
Yes. I got totally just picturing you dressed up as Snoop Dogg with the USA. Anyway.
And then you could get a shirt with all of our faces on it for each.
Yes.
Whose face is he wearing this week?
One of the events, one of the Olympic events for track and field is called the heptathlon.
Okay.
And that's seven events that earn you the medal. Just like there's the decathlon.
Mm-hmm.
The heptathlon is, I think, specifically the women's track, one of the women's track and field events. Well, we're covering the seven marks of discipleship. So we're talking about the Atonement Games is the heptathlon, and the first event, just as an example, is going to be Pray Decathlon. Okay. And then we have the offer wrestling. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head all these things.
Giving them all away, man.
Yeah. Just, you know, there's more that comes, mm-hmm. but that's just an example.
And this starts this Sunday?
It starts Rally Day.
Rally Day, September 8th.
Oh, Rally
8th.
Day.
Yep.
September 8th,
yep.
2024.
So we're 2 weeks away. We're 2 weeks away. And
as of this recording.
As of this
Not
recording.
As
yeah.
Of the posting.
Yeah. Although, if anyone can figure out the actual date based on this recording, and hopefully you didn't miss it this Sunday, mm-hmm. well, this won't be
Or go back and
Sunday.
Watch it.
It will right. not be. It will be after.
All right. Well, what you,
you
all have missed
about it.
is Blessing of the Backpack. So we have that coming
out
too.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So if you have a backpack or a briefcase or a purse that you take with to work, bring it to church. We want to bless it.
Okay.
Bring your backpack. Yeah. We're going to bless it. There you
no.
go. There you go. And so that's what's going on. And thus we get the cool bracelets that we'll hand out to everyone.
I like it.
And we have...
Be there Rally Day if you want one.
What's the big thing that happens at the Olympics? What do you get at the Olympics?
Medals?
Recognition.
Recognition.
Sponsorships?
Money? Depending on where you live?
Medals. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be something that's coming too. There's going to be an opportunity to earn medals.
Okay.
Am I right on that? Look at Dana like, is that what we decided? Yeah, okay, that's what we're doing. So yeah, that's what's going on.
Nice. Sweet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There will be food and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and mm-hmm. programs starting, so
we'll take
if you haven't yet, go sign up.
I'll be part of the cooking crew.
Oh, yeah, Ryan's
Are you in charge
cooking,
of
so
the
if you guys get
muffins?
Sick from
I'm not
from
in charge
the food,
of anything. What's that?
Oh.
What did you say?
No, she was getting ready to slam you. Like
I
nothing.
Burn. I'm actually going to say my joke again because I know Dana will appreciate it. Are you making the chocolate muffins then since it's Olympic themed? There's a pair. No, he's an Olympian from Norway.
Norway or Sweden, one of the two.
And apparently in the Olympic Village, they had these like delicious chocolate muffins. And he became known on TikTok as the chocolate muffin guy. Because always had one every day and he would make videos with them.
Yeah.
I don't know about all of you, but I actually appreciated Ray Gunn's breaking skills.
Did you? Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
They're better than mine.
I doubt that.
I feel bad for her, you know? Mm-hmm. She came to represent
I feel bad
country.
For her, too. However,
I don't because I the story of how she got to the Olympics is
true,
actually
though.
Genius. And the fact that I've never thought to just find a sport that does not have a governing body, make one, send yourself to the Olympics.
Perfect.
She's the president of the
is that
Australian.
What
yeah.
Yes.
Her really? And her husband were looking. They're like, what's a sport coming to the Olympics that... They were involved
Australia
in breakdancing beforehand.
Yes,
but.
Technically, I guess, I'm not sure if this is true, but I guess she is a professor of the history of breakdancing mm-hmm. at a Australian college.
Wow.
Found out that they don't have a governing body.
So, because you have to have one. You have to have a governing body for the country to get entered into the Olympics to compete. Mm-hmm. And Australia had not had one yet. So she said, done deal. Let's go.
I'll do it.
I watched her do her thing, and I thought that her thing was definitely better than me. Mm-hmm. But
the kangaroo pose is iconic.
But at the same time, she wasn't at the level of the people that she was competing against. Mm-hmm. So
she wasn't even at the level of like her own teammates.
Well, again, let's see you spin on your head.
She didn't. So would I have to?
It's just like any other Olympic sport. Like I watch swimming, I'm like, I can swim. Mm-hmm. Can't swim like that.
No, not quite.
Or you watch the gymnastics, like, I know how to do a somersault, a backflip.
Yeah.
I can't do what
Sydney
they do.
No.
That Kian and Kevin were looking at. I sent you that about. Was it
breaking or?
Nope, the swimmer.
Swimming? Kate Campbell?
No. Oh. It was like from like the Sydney Games or.
Oh! Or
like wherever it was, like it was like 2000 or something.
Yes. And he was the lone representative from his country for swimming.
Yep.
And he could,
he like looked like he was
barely
drowning.
Swim.
Yes, I did actually see that clip. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, in either case, we are going to have an excellent games here at Atonement.
Perfect.
And if you want to break dance, go right ahead.
It was a clear, dark night, a clear white moon.
I'm just going to start.
What's that from? Something those two know that we don't, so it's got to be old.
It's Regulate by Warren G.
Okay.
All right.
All right, that's good enough.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either here at Atonement, 4601 South University Drive in Fargo, or online at atonement.live or atonementfargo.org. We also have a YouTube channel where you can find our services live or a wide variety of resources. Again, that's YouTube, atonement.live, or atonementfargo.org. So for all of us here at Atonement, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another riveting episode of That Podcast.